versus science. Law is very authoritarian. It's basically a bunch of people getting together and making up rules that they intend to force the rest of us to obey, or else. Science is much more egalitarian. The true scientist hopes to endorse the logically correct interpretation of events, regardless of who supplies that interpretation. A scientist cares a lot less about who wins an argument, and a lot more about whether the conclusions reached are logically consistent and true. Law is entirely based on the ad hominem logical fallacy, and therefore can make no claim to be logically consistent. We say science and math because scientists use mathematically precise models to perform modern miracles like building cell phones, jumbo jets, and spacecraft. Law gives us modern plagues like income taxes, wage slavery, the prison industrial complex, perpetual war, and politicians who lie to us, steal from us, and attempt to enslave us. We can use science to analyze law. We can use information theory, game theory, and Pavlovian psychology to reach the conclusion that the law is a barbarous relic of our primitive past. It is a scientifically verifiable conclusion that the law is a fraudulent method of social control used by the very wealthy and their lawyers to bamboozle us and rule us. Science indicates that the more egalitarian and less hypocritical a society is, the more productive and prosperous it is. Law, and most especially the aptly named criminal law, is an authoritarian construct that is a major net loss to society. The more lawyers and judges we have, the less real work gets done. I won't bore you with explaining coercive overhead one more time. I won't enumerate the many other flaws of a legalistic approach to governance. Suffice it to say that the legalistic swamp in which we have entangled ourselves has brought us poverty, injustice, crime, and war. Science itself is mostly descriptive. It seeks to explain how the universe works. Trying to design social control systems based on science would be social engineering. Social engineers currently have a bad name because they have devoted most of their energy to engineering our wealth into their pockets. Social engineering that brought increased prosperity to all of society would be a very good thing. And it is quite possible to do that kind of social engineering if we can just get the energy and courage to apply scientific methods to problems that are currently analyzed using the deeply flawed methods of the law. Authoritarian social engineering brings us such things as propaganda and entrainment. These are forms of mind control. We need to liberate people's minds, not control them. Instead of centralizing society, we need to give as much authority as possible to the common people to run their own lives. We don't need technocrats or any other kind of crats. We need for everyone to understand the deep and glaring flaws of the law. Free people who get to keep the fruits of their labor love to work. Slaves hate their work and dream of freedom. Authoritarians don't understand that there is a vast difference between coerced compliance and enthusiastic effort. There is a current struggle between science and the law. Science will win. People will say no to the rigged authoritarian legal systems once they realize they have that option. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.